Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio presented by Steelers Takeaways. I'm Mike Palaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, and with me, as always, is the author of the book Steelers Takeaways, Ron Lippick. How's it going tonight, Ron?
It's going well. We're lucky today we've got Scott Orndorff here from a familiar name for Pittsburgh folks, former Pitt Panther, now Pittsburgh Steeler. Welcome aboard, Mike. Welcome aboard, Scott.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm going to start from the start here, and I just want to ask you, why Pittsburgh? You know, you had some offers from a number of different teams to sign as an undrafted free agent. What made you decide Pittsburgh? Was it just the local ties, or is there more to it than that?
I think it's mainly looking at the tight end position as opposed to some of the other teams. They have a big group of tight ends that have been there, but they're young, and I just felt like, you know, of all the teams that were giving me free agency offers, I just kind of figured I think my best chance to really, you know, stick around and maybe secure a spot on the secondary, I thought my best chance of any was with the Steelers. So, I mean, the local ties definitely helped. You know, I felt comfortable when I met with Coach Tomlin and Mr. Colbert before the draft. So, mainly just looking at the decent group that it's doing it and comparing with other teams, I thought Pittsburgh was just the best fit for me.
And with so many undrafted free agents that seem to not just make the Steelers team, but really contribute over the years, they got some Harrison, you got Nix, you got Villanueva. 40% of the offensive line, for crying out loud, is undrafted free agents. You got Grimble there at tight end. Did that help influence things at all in terms of, you know, seeing how they treat undrafted free agents and sort of the fairness in the shots that they get versus drafted guys and vets?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Coach Tomlin stretches it all the time, and all the other drafted coaching staff does as well. They don't care how you got there. Once you're there, I mean, everyone, they're looking at, once you get there, I mean, everyone's fighting for the same spot, and you know, they don't discriminate by whether you were a first, second round pick, late round, or even undrafted. So, you know, they treat everyone the same, and they don't feel like you feel less important as an undrafted guy. You're the same, in the same boat as everyone else. So it's definitely, you know, it's more comforting knowing that you're with a coaching staff and just an organization in general that, you know, has the Give everyone the same
fair shot as everyone else. So it definitely, you know, makes them more comfortable in my position, you know, trying to find a spot there.
And you come from a pedigree of professional football players, and I'm not sure many Pittsburgh fans are even aware that your dad played for the USFL.
And yeah, he did. He played a couple years in the USFL, yes.
Did he have any advice for you coming, seeing the other side of the game, outside the college side of the game? Was he able to give you any wisdom as to, you know, sort of what you need to do to make it in the professional side of it?
I mean, the main thing he just stressed to me was that, you know, everything you do is a tryout. That's true. Like, everything you do now, on the field, you're making that your resume. So I think he really just stressed that every single rep you take and everything you do, they're watching everything. So no matter what it is you're doing, you have to make sure you give it 100% and try to be, you know, as clean as possible in order for them to, you know, take note and decide whether to keep you around.
So, in the limited time you've been around here, you know, I guess it's been a matter of, a month or so since you've come on board. What big differences have you noticed from the college level to the pro level, and how has that impacted you, if at all?
I mean, the one that everyone knows is the speed obviously changes. I mean, you go from high school to college, there's a big jump, and then from college to NFL, there's an even bigger jump in how, you know, the speed of just the game in general. And the biggest difference for me, I think, is just the differences in the complexities in the playbook. I mean, we have run similar offenses as to what they're running, but the tight end specifically is, you know, they ask a lot out of the tight ends, you know, physically and especially mentally. There's a lot more to, you know, take into consideration when you're on any given play. And I think it's, for me, it's just taking all the stuff that I've never done before in previous levels and just trying to, you know, catch on to it as best as I can, because it's definitely, there's a lot more to take into account as a tight end than I had been used to in the past.
And sort of jumping on that a little bit. You know, I spoke to Faison Odom, maybe a week or two ago, and he talked about sort of the things that he needed to do from what he heard from the coaches and the vets sort of coaching him and mentoring him and telling him where he's got to improve to make the squad. Tell me a little bit about what you're hearing from coaches and even other players about what, you know, if they would say you need to do these one or two things, and if you get those two things down, you're in. What do you think those two things would be, and how do you address those?
I mean, as far as tight end goes, I just think I need to, you know, once I can show up for training camp at the end of next month, I just need to be comfortable with the playbook. So, every time I'm out there, they can trust me and do my job the way I'm supposed to. And I think the biggest thing for me, honestly, especially my first year, there was stress that I need to be make sure I'm doing something with special teams. Because they say, if you're not starting at tight end and you're not starting on special teams, then, they don't really, they might not have much use for me. So I definitely think a major way for me to, find a spot on the roster is to show that I'm useful and reliable in the special teams aspect of the game.
Is there any vets, any guys on the team that have really imparted some wisdom for you in terms of whether it's off the field and just terms of how to be a professional on the field? I mean, I know you've got your dad sort of helping you a little bit on the off-field stuff probably in terms of what he's probably imparted to you. But any of the vets, especially the tight end crew like Jesse James, who's a Penn State guy, so maybe he's giving you bad advice. I don't know. But is there any guys out there giving you advice that really helps you out the most and wisdom that you've taken away from that so far?
I mean, the tight end group mainly is, they've all three of them that are from last season. They've all been really helpful to me and both me and Faison. I mean, every time I have a question about something, I sit next to David Johnson, so every time I have a question about something, I can look up to him because, I mean, he's been in the league for, 9 seasons now, so they've all been really helpful. Jesse and DJ and Xavier, they've all been really helpful in trying to give me the best advice. I mean, they understand that we're all competing, but they don't hesitate to help me try to, if I have any questions, just help me even if I don't ask them, because they understand, they were where I was before, and they understand how much, they're just having other guys who are doing it the same way as you are kind of give advice and get you through it. So, mainly just the tight end group is who I'm around the most, and they've all been extremely helpful to me, at this point.
A question about, staying in the city you already know. I mean, how much of an advantage is that for you versus having to, let's say, just go to Miami or Denver or somewhere else? I mean, you already know the city. That's got to be a huge advantage for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helps. I mean, just having, that level of comfort that, a lot of other guys don't. Like, it's one thing to, have to go in and try to, run offense or defense and try to earn your spot. But it's another thing to be doing that in this place where you're unfamiliar with your surroundings. So I think definitely, being from here, being living in the city, and going to school here the past 4 years, it definitely, gives me a decent advantage among most of the other guys. Because a lot of them, this might be the first time in Pittsburgh. So I just think, knowing my surroundings, just having a sort of level of comfort, but where I am is definitely something that I'm trying to take advantage.
And you've got a lot of pick guys on the teams here. There's a lot of the undrafted free agents, and even some other guys too, I think. So how does it feel to have some of those guys with you? And do you guys sort of create your own little group there and talk a lot about sort of the transition? Because there's three or four other pick guys, Galambos and some other guys there.
Yeah, there's in this rookie class, counting other than me, there's three other guys in the class. And
it helps having those guys around. I mean, from all grown closer with all the other rookies in the class. It definitely helps to have familiar faces there from the game. People that you can go to and talk to and stuff with and confide with whenever you ever need to talk about something, because you can trust them as a person. The trust is there. If they can help you out at all, that they will. So, it definitely makes it a lot easier having familiar faces around, going through the same thing that you're coming through.
tell me a little bit about the sharing, in a sense, the, a field with the Steelers as a Pitt Panther. Tell me a little bit about sort of what you learned even just at that time, because there's so much overlap. It's a really special relationship that doesn't exist. I don't know anywhere else where the college team and the NFL team almost intermingle, regularly. How does that impact you and the players? I mean, tell me a little bit about that relationship and what stands out to you about that relationship between the two organizations.
It definitely is, it's not something, like you said, I don't know of any other place where they have, the college and the players
sharing the same facilities and everything like we do, but, I think it has its advantages because, whether my 4 years of position or whether we knew it or not, they were watching us and they were kind of gathering information as to, what kind of players and what kind of people we were, and I think it benefits, especially before you get there, because you can look over while you're at Pitt, you can look over at the Steelers and just kind of see how they're practicing, see how they carry themselves. So once you get to the level that we're at now, it's definitely, you kind of have a feeling as to what to expect. I mean, we pass through in the halls every once in a while with the Steelers while we're still in college, and, If you talk to them, you can definitely pick their brain and, just kind of get a feel as to what the next step is in your career. And there's definitely a unique relationship in sports that I think the place, or especially the University of Pittsburgh, I think they definitely taken advantage of in the past and even now. So yeah, I think it definitely just overall just kind of helps you as a young college football player as a senior. The goal, obviously, for all of us is to play professional football, and you can kind of just look outside the other field and just kind of see what exactly it is that you're getting yourself into.
And sort of, we'll ask a couple more questions and let you get on with your evening here, but tell me a little bit about that relationship, and tell me a little bit about the humor that you see in the locker room. I think that's something that I've spoken to a lot of players about, and they're in the stress of making a team and the stress of just the regular season as well. The humor seems to be sort of this underlying foundational piece of how teams sort of get by. Have you noticed any of the humor so far, any of the guys and the jokes they play? Who are the sort of the cut-ups there right now? And any fun stories early on from this team?
That's definitely a big part of, the whole process and, just kind of keeping you level during the whole process. But yeah, at every level, there's always a certain level of humor that you kind of see, and it's always that it kind of gives you an escape from the stresses and all the hard parts of the job. But yeah, it's definitely, there's so many guys on the team who are always, joking around with each other, messing around with each other, and even when we're in team meetings and stuff, the guys always will make comments and have fun with it. And, Coach Tomlin, he'll have fun with things too. And yeah, I think it's definitely important to have, a close up on the team where they can kind of, show their true selves and have fun with the job. Because, it is a game, and I know it's put up on a pedestal by most people, which it is. It's a very important game, but you got to realize at the same time, you got to have fun with the field, because if you're playing a professional sport and you're not having fun with it, then, in my opinion, you're wasting your time. So it's definitely always nice to kind of get a good laugh in every once in a while, because it definitely helps, release stress and just kind of bring you down and keep you level throughout all the whole work. Because sometimes it's a long process, but having times where you can joke around and have fun definitely makes things a lot easier.
So, knowing how the season...
Did you guys get you yet with some of the hijinks? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was transitioning slightly here, but just kind of knowing how the season ended last year, what's the vibe, obviously, very early here in the locker room here in June? Obviously, everybody fell short of the goal last year. Mr. Rooney passes away early this year. Is this a very determined, motivated team to get back and beyond and get number seven?
Yeah, it seems like every meeting we have, whether it's like team meeting, offense, or special teams,
they all talked about, you know, our goal is to get another chance, get a seventh Super Bowl. Their goal is to make the Super Bowl to win it. Then they said all the time how we came, so we came one game away from the last year and fell short. But yeah, definitely, I think you can see,
you can just tell by, you know, the manner in which the coaches approach
all the practices and days, and even the way all the players do as well. You can tell that they, I mean, there's a sense of, you know, how just how close they were last year, and, you know, just how easy we can find ourselves and get ourselves in the same situation, and we're even advanced further than that. Hopefully, they bring home the seventh Super Bowl that they've been chasing for so long. But yeah, I think you can tell just by the players and the coaches that they understand that they're good enough to be there, and there's no reason that they shouldn't win the Super Bowl next year with all the talent they have on the team. So it's definitely, I think that there's a heightened level of expectations that they have for themselves and the coaches have other players for, you know, a successful
and hopefully championship season next year.
And in that talk, does anybody bring up the Patriots? I mean, that seems to be the Achilles heel traditionally. As I'm sure nobody's afraid of playing the Patriots, but are they part of that conversation? Like, that's the only team that seems to be in the way of you guys. Do they come up at all?
No, I mean, they don't ever say anything specific because they know.
And if you want to win the Super Bowl, you have to go through everybody. I mean, yeah, there's, I know people have always mentioned that I've repeated about the Patriots being a team that seems to always beat the Steelers, but, I mean, they understand that even though, like, that is a team that they have fallen short for because of before, they understand that if they want to get the gold that they talked about, that's just another one of the teams they have to go through. So they never talk about any special interest. They just know that, I mean, if you want to be the best team in the NFL, you have to be able to beat everybody, and that's just how they approach it.
So, in wrapping up here, how, you know, most important question here for you is how excited are you to finally get these pads on and start playing some real football and getting in a preseason game?
Oh man, I'm definitely, you know, I'm real excited to, you know, have the opportunity to actually put on the pads for the first time, you know, as a professional football player, to go on the preseason games. I mean, those will be of the utmost importance for me during training camp. So, you know, it's been a long time since I've put on shoulder pads and been able to play real football. So I'm really looking forward to coming out there in August and, you know, showing hopefully some good stuff on tape and show the organization that I'm, you know, good enough to keep around and
find a role for on the team and, you know, hopefully start a
long and fruitful career in the professional football leagues.
And one quick question I had to sort of follow up on that before we let you go is describe, I mean, one thing we haven't really done in the conversation here is describe sort of what you think your best game is. I mean, what do you offer if you had to go sell yourself? I mean, what do you offer that you think sets you apart?
I mean, as it stands right now, I think, you know, offensively, I've played in similar offenses to what they run, and I always feel like I'm like a smart enough player to, you know, it's a lot of it's still new to me now. I'll be able to, by training camp, I'll be able to have everything down, I'll be comfortable with the playbook. And then on the other hand, on special teams, a lot of the stuff that the Steelers do is very similar to what I did in college. Mm-hmm. With the punting, we did a pro style punt, which a lot of college programs don't really do anymore. So that's like something that, I mean, there's definitely a chance for me to, you know, show my work there and make the team, because, I mean, the special teams is stressed and really even more in NFL than it was in college. So I definitely think my experience with different phases of special teams has helped me out, because I played them all 4 years in college, and there's some guys who, you know, started at their college and the coaches didn't make them play special teams. So I definitely think I have the upper hand.
Definitely with special teams and on offense, just learning the playbook, knowing, finding my role and whatever it may be, and hopefully with those things together, I can, you know, definitely come out and train at camp, you know,
get their eye and get some attention at those things, and hopefully be able to find a spot on the 53 in September.
Well, good luck, and you know, it'll be fun to have a familiar name to Pittsburgh folks see you catching passes in preseason, hopefully the regular season as well. So, good luck. Thank you for taking the time today, Scott. Really appreciate it, and have a good rest of the break before the big work starts setting in.
All right, well, thank you guys for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. You take care. All right. See ya. Okay.
That's it for another edition of Steel Nation Radio presented by Steeler Takeaways. I'm Mike Palaya for Ron Lippick and Scott Orndorff. We'll see you next time.